Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This makes no sense.
Really driving that value up.
Yeah, it's like if you're going to introduce your buddy to a girl you know who's single, and he goes, well, tell me about her. Well, I mean, she smells bad. She's got cankles. She eats like a pig. She chews like a horse. She snorts when she laughs, and she doesn't like to groom herself. But I think for you, she'd be perfect.
I did a great job.
I mean, that's the, you know. You called her up? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. But so I think everybody in the NBA knows who Carmelo is and what the situation is here.
He's a ball high. He's slow. He doesn't like to run. He's a lousy teammate. You want him?
I don't think there's...
Oh, and he makes $30 million a year.
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason why you should try to sugarcoat it because everybody knows who he is.
Right, but I mean, just, sometimes the better part of valor is keeping your lip tight and saying nothing.
Well, he basically said what I've been saying. Let him go somewhere else to achieve a potential championship.
He blows. Do you want him? Here's Jerry Recchio. Jerry, of course, has today's update. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning. We're brought to you by Bernie and Campisi Air Conditioning. Keep cool and visit BernieandCampisi.com. So we'll start with the Jeter thing last night because that was pretty cool. A solid 40 minutes of unveiling of the number and then talking to the crowd. And then he did interviews, as you can imagine.
You know the best part of the whole day for me?
Go.
Was the fact that they made John Sterling and Michael Kay rotate.
Oh, they always do that.
I know, but I enjoy that because neither guy wants to rotate. Both guys, obviously, want the moment for themselves. So then it comes down to, all right, who are you introducing versus who are you introducing?
Come on, stop.
Boom, please, trust me.
Look, at the end of the day, they both did a great job, and they did. They do it awesome. And the thing about it is that if I'm Michael Kay, you have to defer to John Sterling.
I happen to agree.
Because someday, whoever takes over for John Sterling in about 60 years will have to defer to Michael Kay, who have been there 80 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Sterling's been there longer.
So you got to... It's called seniority.
Right, here we go. Oh, you get Reggie Jackson. But guess who I have? Hannah Jeter! What's amazing is that Sterling had never met her before, which I found out to be amazing.
Why?
Well, you think at some point, you know, with all the ceremonious stuff going on, because when I came on the field, you could see her say to John, nice to meet you.
Yep. Well, as you said, he's not the type of guy, he's not around much.
John, of course, then said, well, that's just baseball, Susan.
You know, I know that Derek and Hannah have been together for a while, but do you think that she had any inclination what yesterday would be like? I mean, because the stadium exploded.
I would think the fact that, you know, they were together, you know, obviously at the end of his career, but, you know, to be out there. And she gets who he is, obviously, but 45,000 people chanting your husband's name. Of course, the same 45,000 people probably ogled her on the internet, so, you know, it's probably 50-50 on that.
50-50, okay.
Right?
So here's Jeter with John and Susan.
Hey, Hannah, St. Lucia was great!
Here's Jeter with John and Susan.
I appreciate everyone that was involved with today's ceremonies because it's something that you'll remember forever. You know, I know I said memories fade, but this one right here is something that will stick with me forever.
Now, he took the microphone and clearly didn't have a sheet of paper or anything.
Yeah, it's amazing.
As he told John and Susan, it was all off the top of his head.
When I was out in the golf cart in center field, my wife mentioned something to me, and I told her to be quiet so I could think of something to say. So I don't like to prepare speeches because then if you forget something, it doesn't make sense. So I just try to speak from the heart.
So that was speaking to the heart, and part of that was this lovely 19 seconds, which I thought was awesome.
I was asked recently by someone, they said, if you could trade places with one person, who would it be? And I say this very humbly, but there isn't a person or player I would trade places with.
Nope. He wants to be him.
Well, right now, I'm the best.
Now, I know he did the big thing on Yes prior to yesterday. With Jack Curry, you know, one-on-one.
He did a million
interviews. But I saw
yesterday.
The whole thing, and I didn't hear Jack ask him that, which begs the question, Boomer.
Yes?
Did you ask him that when you played in that charity golf tournament?
Juvenile diabetes? No.
Yeah.
No, I just asked him, I said, how is retirement going?
You did not ask if you could trade places with anyone.
No, I asked him if I could trade places with him.
Yes, well, most of us have conjured that, yes.
Yes, exactly. Well, yeah, but he was You know, I'll tell you what. What I saw yesterday was the same guy that I saw in the golf tournament, at the golf tournament 2 weeks ago. Same guy.
He's for a guy that's big as he is, he's like understated and quiet and kind of.
It was amazing too, is watching
himself.
All the video. The one video tribute was like 7 minutes long, which was really cool. And they had his parents from like the late 90s, and then they come onto the field. They look the same.
His parents have not aged at all.
Not at all. They look great.
The rest of us have put on weight and aged terribly.
And they look great.
The Jeters don't age.
How about I gotta give Carlos Beltran a nod for coming up with the idea that if your number is out there at Monument Park or you are honored out there in some way, shape, or form, you have to have that blue blazer with those gray slacks.
There's one aspect of the whole thing that I'm going to
I got to tell you, that was awesome.
You liked it.
I did like it.
That's fine.
They look great.
I didn't like the patch was weak.
Right. They look great,
but
man.
But I would say this.
It's a nice leather patch.
The patch,
look great.
They'll do better next time around.
No, that's the uniform.
No, that's like it. The green jacket at Augusta.
That's right.
That's
it was
the
awesome.
Jacket.
They look great, man.
Fine.
Good for Carlos Beltran. Maybe he wants one.
You know what I find still patently offensive? And I don't get why they do this. It's still, I don't know why it bothers me. I got no stake in it at all. The announcers do this. The Core Four and Bernie Williams. It's like saying the Beatles are playing and Ringo's going to be there too.
I don't get it.
Why does Bernie Williams always get the short end of the stick when they refer to Posada? And the guys.
Well, he never gets the short end of the stick with you
does.
And I.
Me and you.
I saw him Friday night at the Yogi Berra Museum fundraiser.
Right.
And I looked over, and he was on stage playing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. You know, it was great. He did an awesome job. And I said, you know what? I'm not a Yankee fan, but that's a core five guy if you ask me, man.
Like, I don't know who's and I think it's nouveau reach Yankee fans.
You know what's the great thing about
guys that jumped on the wagon after 2000 who go core four. Bernie Williams is a part of
but
it.
But didn't they start saying that after Bernie retired? Like,
I don't
remember that.
Well, because all these guys kind of came up together, and Bernie was there first, I think.
I know
but
that.
But you got also, so Tino Martinez was much as part of this as anybody else was as well. And that's one of the things I see when I watch those guys walk out on the field, maybe with the exception of a blip in his career, and that would be Andy Pettit. Everybody else out there is legit. They're legit.
Legit.
Legit. Just like I saw Ron Guidry, he won the one of the awards on Friday night. Louisiana Lightning is about all of 5'10".
Right.
And I'm like looking at this guy.
How did that guy get people out, right?
Because he had a great arm and he had a great pitching mind. And I didn't realize how close he and Yogi Berra were.
Okay.
And I mean, Ron was up there, like, had the whole place crying.
Really?
Yeah, because of his relationship with Yogi. And then,
so
of course,
it was a great event.
Yogi's three sons were there and they were up on the stage giving him the award. And, you know, even your boy Robert Wall was crying.
Really?
Yeah, he's a little emotional guy.
He's
an actor.
Yes.
So after all the Jeter stuff, the Yankees and Astros wrap up the day. We'll get to the early stuff in a minute. But George Springer let off the game. Boom. Home run. Josh Reddick. Home run. 2-0. And then the young man, Alex Bregman, who wears number 2 in honor of Derek Jeter, put the capper on the first inning.
Bases loaded. 2-out pitch. Swung on. A high fly to left. Gardner going back, looking up. And it's a grand slam home run for Alex Bregman, and the game is 6-0 Houston in the first inning. The third homer that Tanaka's given up in the inning, a grand salami for Alex Bregman.
John Sterling on
the
fan first.
We got Tanaka.
I'll tell you what, he's at
crap.
Boy, I'll tell you, he's been up and down, right, man? I mean,
yep. I think the other way through.
He's 5-2, but that 5-2 doesn't really tell the story.
So inning and 2/3.
This Bergman guy, kid.
Bregman.
Bregman. I guess his mom was like the biggest Derek Jeter fan ever from East
Long
Island.
Island. Yep.
Matter of fact, boom, from your hometown, right?
Yep.
So he goes, my only regret, he's never met Derek Jeter. Like, at some point, you're in the stadium, you're a player. Jeter, I'm sure, is milling around for a little bit. You wear number 2 to honor him because he was your favorite player. Your mom's a big fan. You know, you don't say hi? He's nervous.
Right.
I guess.
Perhaps. I think Jeter was a little busy, too, last night.
You know,
he was doing interview after interview.
This is not the spot to do it. You
go up to him and say, pleasure to meet you, Mr. Jeter.
When, though? Because like, as soon as the ceremony is over.
In between the first two games, maybe?
I guess, if you could find him.
You know, you say to one of the clubhouse guys, hey, can you let someone know I'd love to just say hi for a second?
But did you see the Houston Astros standing on the top step of their dugout watching this whole thing? If there's anything that comes out of this today or yesterday, that all those young guys from the Aaron Judges of the world to the Bregmans of the world, this is who they should strive to be. Now, they're all saying the right things.
Sure.
Now you got to go about it and do it. I think in Aaron Judge's case, he seems to be like a very understated guy.
Seems that way, yeah.
Doesn't he?
What else you got, Jared?
Judge just continues to hit 400-plus foot home runs. The Yankees did beat the Astros in the early game 11-6. And we also learned that Aroldis Chapman will miss at least a month. Rotator cuff inflammation. Yankees will be in Kansas City tomorrow. They actually get today off. Then you get to the disaster that turned out to be the Mets. They're up 7-1. They've got Jacob DeGrom throwing. They're in Milwaukee trying to avoid the sweep, and then things just go haywire and they wind up losing with this bomb in the eighth inning.
Again, the 3-2 from Reed to Pena. Go. High fly ball, deep left field. Back goes Reynolds looking up at the wall, and it's out of here. Manny Pena with a 3-run homer to put the Brewers in front 11-9.
That is Gary Cohn on PIX 11.
I think he's a net negative.
Well, that was, the whole weekend was a net negative. They come back from 7-1 down. They win the game. Just a brutal, brutal day for the Mets. Hernan Perez, a big two-run single in the eighth to cut the deficit to 9-8 before the home run. The Met pitching was terrible. Here's Terry Collins, up 8-3. Yeah, we thought we would win.
We had some fresh arms in the bullpen, and you figure that you know, those guys that had 3 days rest, they could come in and get us some outs, and base on balls killed us.
They had a couple of bad base on balls, I mean, including the leadoff walk to Arcia.
Your starting pitching stunk. Your bullpen stunk. Yeah. I can't say the offense stunk because they put runs on the board.
And Michael Conforto's on a tear.
Conforto's killing it. Like Boomer said, whatever you do, that kid stays in the lab right where he's at. How about microphone Mike. On if you'd like, sir. Right.
How about nice. If you're Josh Edgen? You got one guy to get out, right?
And get out.
And you hit the guy.
didn't even give the guy a chance to swing the bat.
I mean, Salas, Edgen.
Salas comes in, walks Perez. I mean, it's just awful.
Now, I think they're all afraid to throw strikes, especially against that lineup.
I guess. I mean, it's not the 27 Yankees.
Let me just tell you something. That team, they're good. Would not want to get into a fight with that
team. But that's a 500 team going into the weekend.
They're bruisers.
Yeah, but their pitching's not great either.
I agree.
But man, you see that team?
I did.
That team is locked and loaded.
They're good. You know, are they going to be there at the end?
Mets?
I don't know.
I mean, everybody's better than the Mets right now. The Mets are a game out of last place.
The Mets had 15 hits yesterday.
I know what they had.
Still a game out of last place.
Offense was not a problem yesterday. Here's Collins, the state of things right now.
Let me tell you something. You get up in the morning around here, and you just don't know what you're going to face. Oof.
Well, you stink.
You have to say, that's dead man walking.
Well,
right there.
You know what that is? That's a manager that's at wit's end after a four-game losing streak
that's right.
Now.
And think how it started with that loss to the Giants.
Right, exactly. And a blown save, and you lose your closer for the year and all that other crap. There's a lot of stuff he's dealing with, so I understand where he's coming from.
Yep. Well, they should have more guys play in the World Baseball Classic. That seems to be a really good decision.
Very hard. That's right. That's exactly right.
Lugo and Familia. Yeah. How many other guys you want to waste in a meaningless baseball exhibition?
You know, it's hard.
How about
hard
everybody else that played in
Terry
it?
Terry Collins, very hard to put a smiley face on this thing right now.
Terry Collins sadly ain't going to see Jimmy.
How many guys are hurt that didn't play in the World
Jerry,
Baseball Classic?
It's like putting lipstick on a pig.
Well, it's an ugly pig right now. Addison Reed, by the way.
Hey, pig, right. Nice lipstick.
Anyway, tonight New York is in Arizona. Zach Wheeler takes on Zach Godley.
I thought the most prescient point that I've heard all weekend was one that I heard at about 5:52 this morning, when a young bald man, who's quite frankly very full of himself these days, had an actually good point. The best thing about the Mets' schedule this week is that they're on the West Coast. Wake up and read about the disaster instead of seeing it yourself, you know?
But if you're not a fan,
No.
If you're a fan, you watch the game.
As a fan, you
if
take
you
a break
don't
too.
Watch the game, you're not really a
well,
fan.
Well, not that many people are watching the Mets anyway, to be fair about it.
That's a different story.
But we watched on Friday because it was the Matt Harvey saga. And then, of course, Adriana Lima finally reacts to all the Twitter geeks saying, you've only heard one side of the story. When you hear the other side, you'll shut your face. That means that she ain't done yet. And you can't blame her. You know, Met fans, you're funny. You're blaming Adriana Lima for Matt Harvey's failure to be able to pitch well. Okay, because that makes sense. Yeah, that's right. She's on the mound with him in Milwaukee, giving up bomb after bomb after bomb. He gives up a home run. The next thing I heard was, oh, it's Adriana Lima's fault. Hey, you bitch. Okay, that's right. Well, he couldn't handle me, maybe. Maybe that was the problem. How about that? Flip
How about
the script.
That?
Anyway, good job.
Just quickly, Warriors to beat the Spurs 113-111, the very big comeback, as we know, and Kawhi Leonard re-injures the ankle.
More importantly, is breakfast here yet? They've been banting about this big announcement that someone's buying me and Boomer breakfast from Kitchen Cabaret. Has that happened yet, Eddie and Al, or no?
Well, not sure.
I'm in the newsroom. It looks like there's a ton.
Yeah, it does look like food's out there.
It is here now.
Yes, you're going to be a very happy person today.
Like Steve Harvey, can you clear the room for me so that I can go get my eggs without having to talk to anybody?
Oh, please.
They got scrambled eggs.
Yeah, I know they do.
Yeah, what am I going to do, not have scrambled eggs
for
breakfast?
Oh, you're going to have scrambled eggs. I'm sure you're going
to
have scrambled.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.